slip you an ambient.
Welcome to Talking Teeth. My name is Dr. Dean Vafiatas. This is Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. How is everybody today? Good,
great.
I'm glad. Is Pam here?
Great.
Hello,
present,
Pam.
Present. Hello, Dr. Dean.
Hi, Pam.
My song's playing quiet.
I am a superwoman. I can sing, you know. Listen, it's freezing in New York. If you're on the web listening to this show and you're somewhere warm, good for you.
Send us a ticket.
It's freezing in New York. Welcome, everybody. Happy to be here again. This is a live show. I know everybody is listening. I know my friends are listening. The patients have been listening. I appreciate all the comments. The number is 718-204-8900, Cosmos FM 91.5. I had a lot of shout-outs this last couple of weeks.
Okay, let's hear it.
A lot of people stop me in the gym.
They want your autograph?
In the office, on the street. They said, great show.
Great show.
And they said they really love Pam.
Oh, okay, thank you.
They really said that.
Thank you.
Irene Mantis, thank you very much. Emmanuel Caravanas from Hellenic American Bankers Association. He's always listening. Artie Bennett, thank you for listening. OLMC, our kids' school up in Tenafly, New Jersey. And a couple of other people have said hello. I can't remember right now. Anyway, you can call in or you can email us at drdeanradio@gmail.com. That's drdeanradio@gmail.com. Our mission, again, is always to bring you a show to educate our community in the aspects of dental and oral health and anything that you have discussion for. Today's topic.
What's today's topic,
Dr. Dean?
Nutrition,
nutrition, nutrition, and your teeth. There's a direct correlation of what we eat and how our teeth are basically formed from childhood all the way up to adolescence into young adults.
Interesting.
So this is really for the people from the baby stage all the way up to 21 years old, because that's when the teeth actually stop forming at that point. They're pretty much completed at about age 18, but there's a little bit of that goes on in the formation at the last 3 years. We will have a separate show for those of you who are pregnant and expecting a wonderful baby. We will have a show, I believe it's about 3 weeks, 4 weeks down, where it's for pregnant women and what they should do for their child-to-be. But today, we're going to talk about nutrition. I think there's a big problem in America of the food that are taken in by children. I see it in the schools. I see it in my children. I see it on a daily basis of what nutrition and the basis of how we get our food intake and how it affects our teeth and overall our health. The children in the United States have an increase in overweightness and
obesity.
Yeah, and there's definitely a big problem there. I can see how my children are and how they're eating. They get home, they get hungry, and they're eating the wrong things. So, devoted today's program to the education of nutrition of what we should be eating. First thing, three things that I'd like to get everyone to remember after today's show. First is, everything that gets absorbed through our bodies when we eat, through our tongue and through our stomach, is extremely fast, meaning the absorption rate of food and anything in our body is very fast. We've talked about this with rinses that have alcohol or anything that contains any kind of product, caffeine, gets absorbed very quickly through the pores of our tongue and through our lingual nerves and through our stomachs. So anything we're eating is going directly into the bloodstream so it can be distributed to the rest of the body. The blood supply to the tongue and to the floor of the mouth is necessary for digestion. So therefore, everything we eat, again, like I said, gets really absorbed quickly and gets diffused into our blood and carried to all parts of our organs.
Is that why sometimes they have you put medicine under your tongue?
Liquid medicine like nitroglycerin for people that have heart conditions. They put it right under the tongue. It gets absorbed quickly.
Mm-hmm.
A shout out from Tammy from Millennium Cars, thank you so much for listening. I know it's warm down there. The second thing that's important is good things will go to all p- parts of our body. So if we're eating good things, they're going to go to all parts of our body. If we're eating bad things, they're going to go to all parts of our body. The younger we are, the faster things get metabolized, which is a good thing if you're eating bad foods. But it's also a bad thing because they're getting into your bloodstream, and anything that's growing, meaning bones, muscles, organs, airways, brains, hearts, all that stuff, is getting the metabolism of those products that are good, if they're nutrients and nutrition, or things that are bad, such as sugar, carbohydrates, and that stuff. So the faster things get into our body, the faster they get metabolized. Between the ages of 6 and 19, this is a report from the American Dental Association on young adults, 6 to 9 years old, our organs, our bones, our teeth are growing and maturing at a rate that's about 10 times that of a 60-year-old. It's a pretty good fact. Everything we eat gets into our makeup and who we are, especially our teeth. The real makeup of actual tooth composition, if you go to a biochemistry book or anything on the web and say components of teeth, you're going to find collagen and hydroxyapatite, which are basically protein molecules and bone molecules that pretty much set up the matrix for the tooth to be formed from the ages of basically 3 months to up to 13 when your final teeth come out. But the three main ingredients that I've found and I've learned about and I've promoted to my patients, calcium, magnesium, and phosphorus. Those are the basic makeup parts of the tooth. So first question is, we got a phone call from Nikos and he says, well, can I take vitamin supplements? The number is 718-204-8900. This is Cosmos FM. We're talking teeth. And the first question I got from the caller was, Nick, how you doing, Nick? We miss you. Come to the show. Vitamin supplements can make your enamel stronger. If you're taking vitamin supplements, I'm assuming you're over 21.
I guess so, yeah. And that's too late.
That's too late. So for children, vitamin supplements should be really, I look for foods. So instead of giving my kids, regular vitamins, yes, but I look for foods that are really going to really help them out. And I kind of sneak it in. The way I do it with my kids is they're really hungry at sometimes, like, Dad, I'm so hungry, I want a snack. So I'll sneak it in.
What do you sneak in, Dr.
I'm going to tell you about what we're going to, you're going to listen to the second part in terms of what we're going to give them. But let's just go through the process.
Okay.
The nutrients essential for tooth development and maintenance include vitamins A, C, and D, which are pretty much basic common vitamins. And you can get that in most foods. But there are some people who will eat, sort of bad food and bad things that, won't really give them the vitamins that they need. A protein and dentin. If protein comes from meat, fish, chicken, tofu. Okay, those are good areas of protein. And dentin is called collagen, which is really dependent on the vitamin C. So people who don't drink vitamin C at a younger age, don't allow the bone matrix to actually synthesize. So vitamin C, it acts as a molecule that forms like a matrix to actually let the tooth grow. The tooth's enamel contains keratin, which is another type of protein, and also requires vitamin A for its formation. So far we got vitamin C and vitamin A. Vitamin D, which everybody knows at the elderly age, they start telling them to take calcium supplements. Let's go into that for a second, how that affects teeth. If you're 25 years old and start taking calcium supplements, it's not going to help your teeth.
Right. It's too late, baby.
It's too late. If you're 11, 12 years old and you're taking an increase of calcium, which is vitamin D, like milk, that's going to help your bone level and it's going to help your teeth grow. The reason most people take calcium supplements at a later on in their life, 50s, 60s, 70s, is because if your body does not get enough calcium from food, it will take it from the bone.
Oh, I see.
So bone is a resorptive type of organ that gives off calcium, takes up calcium. Gives off calcium, takes up calcium.
Very interesting.
So if there's not enough calcium in the body, it will take it from bone, which is why you hear people at the older age having osteoporosis.
Uh-huh.
They haven't had enough calcium in their regular diet, and it's taken away from the bones.
Okay.
A notion that people have is, I have to drink milk now because I don't want to lose my teeth.
Oh, no.
Not correlated.
No, not true.
So, do you believe that, Pam?
No.
Okay,
most of those people that believe that already lost their teeth.
Exactly. So, the point, that's not nice. No. The point is, calcium is important really for children. Because it makes the actual structural matrix of bones and teeth at that tooth development phase. Okay? We're all clear on that. So calcium's important.
At the development phase.
But not in supplements. If the children takes calcium supplement, it does not have the same absorption as milk, cheese, yogurt, almonds, and other things that have a lot of calcium.
Mm-hmm.
So supplements for calcium at later on in life have a different effect, have no effect on teeth, have a different effect on bone as opposed to the child who's growing. And that's why vitamin D in milk, you know, obviously if you're lactate intolerant, you can't drink milk. But now they have lactate with vitamin D. They have yogurt, lactate intolerant for lactate intolerant individuals that have vitamin D. They have chocolate shakes that have, you know, from soy milk that have vitamin D. So that's what I suggest giving the patients and the children, especially when they're growing up. So that's that. Cosmos FM has an announcement, and I can't forget to say that. It's a great party every year.
It's a great party coming up.
No, PEMPTI is 2012, Thursday, February 16th. That's 2 days after Valentine's Day. Today, this year, Valentine's Day lands on a Tuesday. This is the Thursday after. It's at 7:30 at my favorite Taverna Calari, which is on West 44th Street, 19 West 44th Street. Again, February 16th on Thursday. You can call the station, 718-204-8900 for more information, or cosmosfm at gaepis.org. That's gaepis.org, cosmosfm. Thank you for that announcement.
It's going to be a fun party.
Definitely going to be a great time.
Good food.
The other, let's talk about the other component. I had a conversation today with one of my favorite nutritionists, Dr. Valerie. She was supposed to come on today. Unfortunately, she had a big meeting. She couldn't meet us. But we had a quick discussion over the phone, and we talked about fluoride and tooth development. So we're talking about the actual ingredient of fluoride, either in the water or in foods or minerals structure. Now, remember, if the water in your area does not have fluoride, that means probably the vegetables that you're getting do not have fluoride. So for children ages 1 year to 9, 10, there's fluoride additional water that you can buy from the major companies that have fluoride added into them.
So how do you know if your water has fluoride in it or not?
Usually if you go on the website of your state and you put in fluoridated water, it'll tell you if water is fluoridated or it's not. New York City, New York State, New Jersey, Connecticut, all are fluoridated waters. So pretty much the kids are getting it. Here's the catch-22. How many times do you go to your sink and drink the water from your sink?
Never. Probably okay. No one does.
If you are doing it, I think it's a good thing because the water in Brooklyn and Queens is phenomenal.
Okay.
It's coming from upstate. But who's really doing that? Some people are afraid to do that, or they have water filters, which is actually a good thing. But fluoride, if you can get it, if you don't have it in your school system or in your water system, then for tooth development, it's really an important part, more again when you're younger rather than when you're
So the water is brown and yucky, but it's got fluoride in it, so drink it.
Listen, New York water, I grew up with it. It was amazing. It was the most cleanest water we have because of the beautiful mountains up in the Bear Mountain. Anyway, so stop interrupting me,
Moving
Pam.
Right along.
So pre-eruptive teeth, meaning the teeth that are, you have two sets of teeth. We all know that. Well, now we have three sets of teeth. We have implants now. But the first two sets of teeth that we have, they're going to pretty much be gone at the age of 13. So all the final teeth will be in. So really from the ages of 1 to 13, you got 13 years of development of those roots of the teeth, of the enamel, that fluoride becomes a factor along with calcium and phosphorus and all these other good things that are around in the water. After the tooth erupts, fluoride is no longer involved in the systemically part of the tooth formation. So after the tooth comes out of the mouth and it's in the actual oral cavity, fluoride has no effect except for the toothpaste that we have fluoride in them. And basically, the fluoride in the toothpaste sits on the tooth and basically slows down the process of the bacteria getting into the enamel.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Hold on, we got a question from Natasha. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Natasha.
Does MSG in Chinese food affect your teeth? That's a very good question.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the answer to that. Mm. I believe MSG is a preservative. I don't think it has a direct effect on your teeth, but I would think it'd have a direct effect on your system.
I would think so.
It slows you down.
Salt,
it slows
it?
You down. It's preservative, and it definitely
sodium
slows you down. But I
salt.
Don't think it has an effect on your teeth. I would limit that to maybe once a month if you're having it.
Once a month, Natasha.
Did you hear that? Once a month, not every Wednesday. Okay. So, We have another question coming in. See if you can read that one for me, John. Thanks. Let's see.
So after the tooth erupts, the fluoride is no longer involved.
Yes. So
except for the toothpaste.
The topical, here's a great, great understanding of enamel. Enamel is the outside layer of your teeth. The middle layer is called dentin, and the deep layer is called the pulp, which is where the nerves are. The nerves and the blood supply to the tooth come from within the tooth and service the tooth within the body of the tooth. The outside enamel, actually, what's called remineralization. What the nature has created is that the saliva that sits on top of the tooth actually regenerates the enamel microscopically.
Wow.
If there's plaque on your tooth, the remineralization, as it happens, actually engulfs the bacteria and it stays into the enamel. That's how the cavity actually starts.
Oh, now you know.
Pretty cool, right?
Yep. That's why you have to brush your teeth before you go to bed.
If you're brushing your teeth before you go to bed, you have basically a four-hour time frame of remineralization, 4 to 6 hours. What happens in that 4 to 6 hours, if there's plaque, it actually starts getting into the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they say you eat, you brush your teeth, you're going to be probably okay. The interesting part is fluoride, if it sits on top of the enamel and actually stays there for a period of, let's say you brush your teeth, it probably sits around the pellicle layer, probably sits around for about 10 or 20 minutes. But that, there's an ionic reaction with a bacteria that's sitting around your mouth.
Layman's terms, Dr. Dean.
Okay. There's a bacteria guy.
Okay.
He's floating around your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
When he hits your tooth and there's fluoride on it, it repels it, bounces off.
Oh, that's great. Okay.
So that's why fluoride has always been a good retarder of cavities, because it doesn't let the bacteria sit on the tooth.
Great.
Are you getting it now?
I'm getting it.
Are you okay? I just want to make sure you're getting it.
That's why all these kids have to brush your teeth.
We are talking teeth. This is Cosmos FM 91.5 WNYE. The telephone number, 718-204-8900 or drdeanradio@gmail.com. If you have any questions, please, we'd love to hear from you. Let's see our going forward. So fluoride in the saliva also interferes with acid production in the bacteria. And again, it's something that we want to have in our toothpaste, and hopefully we have it in our water.
Even when you're an adult, Dr. Dean?
Yes, you want fluoride for the rest of your life.
Okay.
Once teeth are fully formed, and this is very interesting, once teeth are fully formed, there's little change in the composition throughout life. Basically, the tooth stays the same. Brushing it, cleaning it, your gums may change. You know, you may get a little stain on them. Get some whitening if you want.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. But unlike bone tissues, and I said this before, teeth do not readily release minerals, such as calcium or phosphorus. When the body needs it, these materials, they don't take it from the teeth. They take it from the
bones.
Very good. You're listening,
I'm
Pam.
Listening, Dr.
Thank
Dean.
You. Thank you. Clearly, the proper oral tissue development depends on adequate nutrition. So it's a direct relationship of what we eat as children, as expecting mothers, the dietary advice providing these critical developments at times can have a profound implication on the health and well-being of the child's growth. That's a quote from the American Dental Association. So that really basically gives us an understanding of poor nutrition could be a factor. A lot of sugars, a lot of starches will definitely affect it. And, you know, providing the right nutrition and counseling. If some kids, you know, just have a bad habit of eating bad stuff and they their teeth get malformed or they get spots on them when they get older, and that becomes a problem. We're going to take a short break, but before we do that, Christopher from Tenafly, should we use fluoride mouthwash at 11 years old? Yes, I recommend ACT toothpaste that has fluoride but has no alcohol. Great question. Thank you very much. We're going to take a short break. Be right back. Cosmos
right
FM 91.5. Talking teeth. show me your teeth.
I have beautiful teeth, Dr. Dean.
We do that every day. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. That's why I love that song, Lady Gaga. Shout out to Alexa from Florida. She's 13 years old. She's listening. I think you're a rock star, Alexa.
Yay.
You go get them.
Thank
Is there
you,
fluoride
Alexa.
In Florida? That's the question. That's a tongue twister. Is there fluoride in Florida?
Fluoride in Florida.
Is there fluoride in Florida?
Of course there is. Go on your state website.
Is there fluoride in Florida? Got a great question from Mina from Brooklyn. Some doctors say that fluoride might cause cancer.
Oh, no.
Is that true?
I don't think so.
Okay, here's the story. If you go on the website of fluoride, you know, is bad for your teeth and it's bad for your body, the amount of fluoride that causes the lab rats to get cancer, it's like drinking 25 Diet Cokes a day. If you give anybody 25 of anything a day, mm-hmm. something's going to happen to them.
True.
So there is a big movement to get the fluoride out of the water because they think it causes defects and all these other stuff.
Wow.
Now, again, you got to look at the masses of people that have fluoride in the water and look at if there's an effect and can you prove that it's from the fluoride. There's literally the amount of fluoride in water is 3 parts per million.
Wow.
Okay, so...
Not a problem.
Do I really believe that fluoride is causing cancer? I think there's a lot of other things that are causing cancer.
Exactly.
So should I get into this?
No.
Like the growth hormones they put in chickens?
Right.
Okay, so
well,
I'm
not
worried. Well,
the people are smoking outside.
And the extra smoke that you're smelling. So for me, fluoride is a positive thing. I think it needs to be, you know, obviously temperate very slowly. 6 parts per million is a very, very small dose, but it's just enough to help the growth of the teeth. The other thing I would say, if it's my tooth, and I was really worried, and let's say there was a history of cancer in my family, I would look at my teeth. I'd see if I have a high incidence of cavities. And if I didn't, I'd say, listen, I don't want to have fluoride. I'm worried about it. That's fine.
Okay.
Or I'd say, I have a lot of cavities. Maybe I need more fluoride. So there are people, now there's definitely been studies shown that fluoride decreases cavities in people generally. That's been shown all over the country.
Bring it on.
I know there's some people that are really against fluoride. My personal opinion from what I've seen in 25 years, it helps a lot of people, especially people that have high incidence of cavities. And we give them fluoride rinses. Boy, do their teeth improve. So that's the only way I can stand on that point. Because when I was in dental school, there was a big debate about that. And over the years, I sort of made my own comments. So thank you for the question. We have another question. What food gives good nutrition? I'm going to go right into that right now. Thank you for that. Who is that? Christina, thank you.
Thank you, Christina.
Okay, ready for this? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, write this down. Get your pens and papers together.
Get your pens.
There's a website, and I went to it and I found out. There's a website that has top 10 foods for whatever you want.
Okay.
So top 10 foods for calcium, top 10 foods for phosphorus, top 10 foods for magnesium. Whose phone is that? They're calling in every minute over here.
Yeah, they're calling in.
The phones are going crazy. I'm sorry to cause such a stir. But number one food for calcium, believe it or not, is almonds.
Wow, that's great.
Did you know they have an almond milk?
Yes, I did.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I did.
I found that out last night when I was doing my research. There's almond milk.
Almond soy milk.
Great
also.
Substitute for milk as for people that can't have milk. Obviously, yogurt, milk, cheese, milkshakes, eggnog, all those good things. They're a little bit fatty, so I would probably go on the reduced fat, vitamin D, calcium kind of food. And that's really the number one intake for calcium. Number two or three is dried herbs, such as leafy vegetables, turnip, mustard, dandelion greens, which I love.
Dried vegetables or herbs?
Yeah, dried herbs. Tofu or oregano. Herring is a very good fish that has good calcium.
Wow.
For phosphorus, bran, all kinds of rice and oat, pumpkin, squash, watermelons, sunflower seeds.
Watermelons good for you?
Watermelons. Watermelon seeds.
Watermelon seeds.
You eat the watermelon seed?
No, I do not.
You don't eat the watermelon seed?
No, I do not.
Does anybody eat watermelon seed? It was one of those things. Cheese, sesame seeds, nuts, Brazilian nuts, and all kinds of pine nuts. Some people are allergic, so they got to watch out. Roasted soybeans, edamame.
Oh, I love those.
Everybody loves edamame.
Those are delicious.
Great phosphorus intake. It's an awesome thing. Samantha, 7 years old. How are you? Thank you for listening. The vitamins, do they have fluoride in them? oh, do they have fluoride vitamins? No, actually they don't. Most vitamins don't have fluoride. They're not allowed to put it in because of all the controversy. The pediatricians will probably tell you have, if you have fluoride water, that's plenty. And you have fluoride vegetables, you can rinse the fluoride. You can rinse the vegetables in fluoride water, or if you don't have it in your state or city, you can get the little, you know, bottles that have you know, little bit of fluoride put in them. So edamame is a really good source of phosphorus.
That's good to know. Everyone loves those.
A good source of magnesium.
Okay.
Bran, rice, wheat, oat, dried herbs, squash, pumpkin, cocoa powder, dark chocolate. Dark chocolate, Brazilian nuts, sunflower seeds, almonds, cashews. Almonds is the number one thing in all of these categories. So for me, I'm going out tomorrow and buying some almonds. I think it's a great treat and a great snack to have when you're...
As long as you bite on your back teeth.
As long as you have teeth.
Right. As long as you have teeth.
Did you have a comment to make? I saw you writing something down before.
My tip of the day?
Yes. What's your tip of the day?
Okay. My tip of the day is... Good eating habits that begin in early childhood can go a long way to ensuring a lifetime of good oral health.
Mm.
And then I say, be true to your teeth, and they won't be false to you.
Wow. Where did you come up with
mm-hmm.
that?
It was a group effort.
That was a good one,
hey.
Pam. That was a good one.
To my audience, I'm taking a bow.
Nutrition. Nutrition and teeth. I hope everybody got the gist of this. It's really hard when your kids come home and they want to get into
chocolate cookies, ice cream,
Oreos. You know what? And if you're going to have it, get that toothbrush out and brush it off. And then give them a little bit of fruit and give them a little bit of vegetables and just try to get them into good habits. Like I remember, you know, all the things my father told me when I was a kid, I didn't realize till I was older. But if they never told me, I would never have remembered. So I believe as parents... We got to just keep on them, keep telling them, keep on them, and hopefully it'll sink in at some point where it becomes a habit. Remember, they're only around for 20 years. Then they leave. So you only got a limited amount of time to teach them what's right. And I think one of the biggest, hardest things for us to teach our kids is not drinking carbonated sodas, not drinking fruits that have, you know, high content in sugar. So we looked at all the sugars of the fruit juices, and we got the ones that are sort of watered down.
Uh-huh. Or you can add water to them.
I add water to all my orange juice for the kids.
Uh-huh.
In the morning they want orange juice, I put half a cup, I put water mm-hmm. that's clean, and that's it. And I don't give them that sweet sugar rush, because that, again, having to do with a high incidence of diabetes in my family, it's something I worry about.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something
okay.
that, you know, you got to just be on top of them. If you have people taking care of the kids, give them strict guidelines at the schools. You know, I tell our kids, listen, let's try not to eat as fatty and starchy foods, because, again, it just ruins the metabolism as a growing child.
Okay.
I have another question. If someone has cracks in their old fillings, will fluoride treatments help prevent bacteria from getting into the cracks and prevent cavities? Actually, that will happen. Because, like I said, if you have older silver fillings or old fillings that have leaks in them, if you're taking a good mouthwash like the natural dentist that we always promote that has fluoride in it, it's really going to stay on that tooth longer. So any fluoride in the mouth is going to retard any kind of bacteria growing. So that will work, actually.
Excellent.
So while you're waiting to get your filling filled, yes, take the fluoride, and it'll definitely prevent cavities from happening.
Okay. So, Dr. Dean, I just want to mention to all our listeners that our third show on February 1st will be taking care of our parents' teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to switch to geriatric dentistry, 65 and older, ideal treatment versus stabilizing treatment.
Yeah, you know, I found out, you know, through my parents getting older and having to deal with their teeth, and they go back and forth. Sometimes patients... live in two different areas. They'll go to Florida, which I love and everybody loves. All my Floridian friends, we were just there 3 weeks ago. It's just nice and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you go every weekend, right? Sneak out. So we basically, you know, it's hard for them because they don't have a dentist that's really their dentist. They have like a fixing kind of dentist, and then they have their regular dentist here.
Right.
And it's a hard thing to manage, especially when something goes wrong. you know, everybody wants to point the finger that, you know, they made a mistake or someone didn't catch something else.
Okay, well, that should be interesting.
So we'll talk about, you know, taking care of your parents' teeth and what's, you know, ideal and what's stabilizing. Because, again, we want to minimize infection in the mouth because of the blood vessels being so acute and the blood vessels in the mouth being distributed to part of the brain and to the heart. We want to keep bacteria extremely low level. So right. Some people say, I don't want x-rays because I'm going to have radiation because I'm older. And I say, get the x-rays so you can prevent infection, because that's much more deleterious to the body than a very, very small dose of, you know, nano dose of radiation. So for me, it's getting those x-rays at least once every 6 months on those tough areas, and then ruling out that there's any kind of infection in your parents'
very important
mouth, because infections in the mouth can really, really spread to the brain.
Absolutely.
And to the heart. And
yeah, we spoke about that in another show.
Yeah, so so there's definitely a high there. For adults, just really quickly on nutrition, avoid the sticky foods. And if you do have the sticky foods, get the toothbrush out and rinse with water. Get it off the tooth. If you've ever noticed eating candy, just take a look in the mirror after you eat the candy. It's sitting on your teeth.
Okay.
Tastes really good. Tastes really good.
So on and on. What we're telling you is keep your teeth clean. Brush your teeth before you go to bed.
And water is a great, water rinsing, just rinsing with water is a great way to just get
drink
a little
water.
Bit of that
water's
sugar off of
fabulous.
It.
Drink water instead of soda.
So before I sign off, I wanted to say thank you to everybody. Don't forget, it's Ignopempty, February 16th, Thursday. Call in at 718-204-8900. Ioana, thank you for your help. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, John. And everyone who's listening out there, I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay warm, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. This is Cosmos FM 91.5. Dr. Dean Vafiata signing off.
Bye-bye. Up to you, New York.